Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, April 3rd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Russia took over the rotating presidency of the United Nations Security Council over the weekend, despite Ukraine urging members to block the absurd and destructive move. Russia, whose president has been indicted for war crimes in connection with the forced deportation of thousands of Ukrainian children, officially assumed charge of the UN Security Council on April 1st, causing fury in Ukraine, according to reports by Reuters and other international news organizations. Each of the Security Council's 15 members holds the presidency for a month on a rotating basis. The last time Russia held the post was in February of last year, when it launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has said that Russia's presidency of the UN Security Council in April is a bad joke, and that the world can't be a safe place with Russia at the helm. Today is the 404th day of Russia's war on Ukraine. Several thousand demonstrators filed through the streets of central Gdańsk and Gdynia yesterday in a march of gratitude for St. John Paul II on the anniversary of his death 18 years ago. Events were held throughout the country to commemorate the late pontiff, who led the Roman Catholic Church from 1978 to 2005, the third longest-serving pontiff on record. The Pope was a strong supporter of Poland's anti-communist solidarity movement and is widely recognized as a key factor in ending communist rule in Poland in 1989. Events marking the anniversary of his death included religious services in churches and prayer vigils attended by crowds, in addition to remembrance marches combined with reflections on Pope John Paul II's teachings. The gatherings were largely seen as a response to a controversial documentary that aired in March, alleging that senior church officials, including then Archbishop of Kraków Karol Wojtyła, were aware of instances of child sex abuse by priests in the 1960s and 1970s. The Polish Catholic Church has urged people to respect the late Pope's memory, saying that a review of its archives did not confirm the accusations against high-ranking church officials. Polish women won the country's first ever World Cup gold medal in rhythmic gymnastics at a competition in Bulgaria over the weekend. The group of athletes triumphed in the three ribbons and two balls event at the Rhythmic Gymnastics World Cup in Sofia, Bulgaria, on Sunday, the first World Cup victory for Poland since the competition was started 40 years ago. New ticket prices take effect today on local transit across Trójmiasto, effectively standardizing prices in each city while raising the price of transfer, daily and monthly tickets. While the regular price of a single ride ticket will stay at 4 złote 8 grosze, a 75-minute transfer ticket, previously also 4 złote 8 grosze, will now cost 6 złote, or 3 złote with a standard discount. Prices for 24-hour tickets will also increase from 18 złote to 22 złote, or 11 złote with a discount. The 24-hour and 72-hour types of metropolitan tickets, which combine traveling by different means of transport, reflect similar price increases of 4 to 8 złote per ticket. The new fares and division of categories will be the same in Gdańsk, Gdynia, and Sopot, with varying prices for monthly and semester tickets also set to reflect a similar increase. The changes will not affect free travel for students in school and young children. City officials emphasize that the new changes are not a result of the new FALA system, which is set to be introduced in the summer. The new ticket prices will be in effect until July 1st.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain or snow accompanied by a strong breeze from the north. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday, with highs of 4 degrees centigrade or 39 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of negative 1 degree centigrade or 31 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Slightly colder weather is expected tomorrow, with an increasing chance of rain or snow showers later in the day. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.